In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This is the beginning of Holy Week, really. Maybe officially we say it begins on Monday, but really it begins with the celebration of the resurrection of Lazarus, of which we celebrated the Vespers as a pre-sanctified liturgy tonight. There's all kinds of references to Palm Sunday and everything else in the service, and also to the Passion. In fact, the very first hymn that we sang was about the Holy Week. And I wanted to read it to you because it just hit me like lightning as I was hearing it, and it was a beautiful but also a painful feeling. Really, the best feelings I have in the church are when there's beauty and when there's also sadness mixed in. If there's only feeling of beauty, my soul is not touched. And if there's only a feeling of sadness, my soul is not touched. But when there's beauty and sadness together, then the heart feels soft. Here's what we sang. Having completed the 40 days that bring profit to our soul, we beseech thee in thy love for man, grant us also to behold the holy week of thy Passion, that in it we may glorify thy mighty acts and thine ineffable dispensation for our sakes, singing with one mind, O Lord, glory be to thee. It was so good that it was sung twice. And there are two things that come to mind when I hear this hymn. One is that it says, we're making a statement, and I feel like a liar when I make the statement. I don't know how you feel. Having completed the 40 days that bring profit to the soul. This is true in a calendar-wise fashion. We've gone through the 40 days of the fast. As of tomorrow morning, or really now, we're considering ourselves not really to be part of the fast. It's now part of Holy Week. At least for me it is. I suppose if you do your numbers, it's considered to be another, maybe Sunday or Monday that Holy Week begins, Monday that Holy Week begins. But for me, it begins now. So as far as did we complete it or not, I spent the 40 days. I tried to pray. I fasted. I tried to be more Christian. But I can't say that I completed that task. And then also, the prayer is, grant us to behold the holy week of thy Passion. Behold means to see, to understand. What does it mean to behold the holy week of the Passion? I've been through a lot of them now, and I'll tell you, it's not anything like the West thinks of it. It's not about the suffering of Christ, not at all. It's about the humanity of Christ and his divinity, of course, too. Because without his divinity, he would not have raised himself from the dead. It would have all gone to naught. If you want to learn about yourself, if you want to learn your own humanity, you're not the best judge of it. Usually, if you do something and you have done it for many years, you're considered an expert at it. Well, each one of us has been a human for many years, as many as we've been alive, and we're not experts at what it means to be a human. We don't know much about what it means to be a human being. Jesus Christ knows. And in the Holy Week, we see his humanity. We see his love for us. We see how he changed our humanity by the suffering on the cross and the resurrection from the dead. We see how he was obedient even when he was frightened. Yes, he was frightened. When he did not want to suffer, we see how he gave his will over to his Father. We see perfect humanity. And we can learn from his humanity. This is what I would recommend to you. In this Holy Week, look at the humanity of Christ. Of course, when you see the humanity, you see the divinity, because he's one person, and so you cannot see one without the other since the time he became incarnate. But learn how to be a human being from our Lord Jesus Christ, No one else will teach you this. This is what Holy Week is for. To behold the Holy Week of the Passion, the whole Passion of our Lord, which really we more or less think of as from Palm Sunday to His crucifixion. To behold that is to understand why He came and what He accomplished. It has to be accomplished in your, not in your mind. You can't understand it in your mind. You have to understand it in your heart. You have to feel it in your heart. And if you feel in your heart what the Lord accomplished and how much He loves humanity, because He is a human being now, then you are equipped to change, to become what you are supposed to be. That's what Holy Week is for. Holy Week is so that when the grace of Pascha comes, we are prepared. And that grace, which pours down like rain, falls upon our fertile ground. And it penetrates us. That's what Holy Week is for. It's not to in any way feel bad. It's not to feel that you deserve to suffer for your sins. It's not to meditate upon all of the suffering of Christ, both physical and spiritual suffering. It's for you to become ready so that when the sun shines on you, you capture some of the rays. That's what Holy Week is for. And what gets in the way of us having this happen to us is our sins, which make us ignorant, which make us stupid, and make us blind and closed off. So you should, in your heart, have this deep desire that you would become more open to the grace of God. We just finished reading a little while ago the life of St. Mary. And one of the most important parts, in my opinion, of the life of St. Mary is when Zosimus was going out into the desert that first time that he went out, according to the custom of the monastery. And he was traveling to some location, he knew not where, but his deep desire was that the Lord would send him an elder or someone to teach him what he needs to know. He had that deep desire in his heart. And of course, that desire was fulfilled after 20 days when he saw St. Mary, learned of her life. And then I saw her again the second year, and then saw her again, went to in order to bury her the third year. This is the kind of prayer you should have during Holy Week. Throughout all of this, all of the services, all of the readings, you should have inside you this deep prayer, not even in words, but this longing. Lord, I want to change. I don't know how to change. I don't even know what it means to be a human being. Help me to know this. This is my prayer during Holy Week for you and for myself. I can't say that it always was when I was a babe in the faith. Of course, that's kind of a funny thing to say. Recently, someone who was young said, when I was a kid, I thought, you're still a kid. So when I was much younger in the faith, I didn't understand this about Holy Week. I thought Holy Week was about gathering knowledge about what happened, understanding what happened, and feeling the emotional import of what happened. It's about this deep prayer inside that you be able to get a little more grace on Pascha. That's what it's about. And the prayer right there, in the very first Stikeren of Lord, I Have Cried for Vespers, which begins the commemoration for St. Lazarus. Vespers is always the first feast of a commemoration of an event. The very first one, repeated twice, that is, read two times, begs that we would behold the holy week of thy passion. So God granted to us that we would behold the holy week of the passion of the Lord. Not with our minds, but with our hearts. Let's pray with depth in our souls, with this longing in our souls like St. Zosimus had, that the Lord would give us something that we need. You don't even know what it is right now, but God knows. Zosimus didn't know what he needed. He had no idea he was going to meet a naked woman burned black by the sun who'd been there 47 years. He had no idea. But he did have the desire that the Lord would teach him something, and the Lord did. So the same thing will happen with you and me. So let's pray that the Lord would make us ready to behold all of the Holy Week of the Passion, and also then to behold the resurrection. It's a wonderful thing we're about to do. It's impossible to understand fully. But let's just understand it a little bit. Now with your minds, with your hearts. God bless you and help you in all things.